Meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 81. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy again tonight, 52. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, highs around 80. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 75.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas State Fair is officially up and underway for the next week, as many individuals have been heading up with great turnout already for opening weekend. As Brian Schultz, general manager for the Kansas State Fair, says it's been a year in the making with so many great amenities, rides, and entertainment for individuals.
This is the spot where all the kids like to hang out, adults as well. I mean, we've got over 40 rides there from North American Midway Entertainment. They've got everything from the carousel to the big extreme ride, so it's a great opportunity for the kids to come out and have fun.
That audio from KWCH News, where he goes on to say that when you do head out to the Kansas State Fair, make sure to get your booklet that shows all of the great festivities, all the amenities, and where all the great entertainment may be that you're interested in.
This is a 30-page document that tells you everything that's going on the grounds. Obviously, we've had to make a few changes here and there, but it tells you about when the Midway opens, how to get on the trams, where to park, all that kind of stuff is right here in our visitor guide. And it's kind of your go-to once you get on the ground.
Mid-America Network News.
It starts with you. You reach out to KIGG News.
How can I help you?
Because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. KIGG News, always on your side.
Social Security belongs to you. You work hard and pay into it. So it's only fair for you to expect to get the money you've earned to help cover living expenses and bills, and not for politicians to use as a piggy bank. That's why AARP is fighting to protect your Social Security so you get what you've earned. Learn more at aarp.org/youearnedit. That's aarp.org/youearnedit. Paid for by AARP. The Kansas Health Foundation has said that more than 30% of Kansas counties across the state are considered in food deserts, which the U.S. Department of Agriculture says is anytime a limited food access is available, with people having to travel more than 10 miles to a grocery store in rural communities or at least 1 mile in an urban area. And according to the Kansas Food Bank, they say that food deserts across the state are just getting worse.
There are lots of small towns that are losing their grocery stores, and those grocery stores, when those go away, that means that people are driving 20, 30 miles one way to get to a grocery store to have access to fresh fruits and vegetables.
That audio from KWCH News. We're in Butler County near Leon, Kansas. They say they are trying to address the problem by partnering with local agricultural producers and the Blue Stem School District by opening up the Blue Stem Mercantile in Leon, having it staffed by the Blue Stem High School students, and giving an opportunity for people to buy fresh, healthy food that's reliable right there from the community. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm E. Hoosier. The Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services says they are working with the U.S. government along with the Food and Drug Administration after the U.S. did approve their new updated COVID-19 vaccines earlier this week, as they say they're revving up protection against the latest strain of the coronavirus.
Look, COVID is here with us. We are going to have to continue to live with it. So that's the first step of, look, make sure your immune system is as strong as it possibly can be.
That audio from KSNB Local Channel 4 is, according to the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services, they say with the new vaccine from the FDA, they're not calling it a new booster for COVID-19, but rather a vaccine update to better match the current circulating virus. According to federal officials, they say the shots will be free to most Americans through private insurance or Medicare, but many underinsured or uninsured individuals may have a hard time at getting the new vaccine. The CDC says they are working with statewide health departments to make it accessible for everyone.
Seventh Lands First Council Resort and Casino is giving away $10,000 every Saturday in September. 10K Saturday. Earn points on your Seventh Lands Players Card and increase your chances to win one of five different $2,000 drawings every Saturday in September. There's just more at Seventh Lands First Council Resort and Casino. More life-changing jackpots, more cash giveaways, and more entertainment. Come play this Saturday and take away your share of 10K. Seventh Lands First Council Resort and Casino. 77 in Newkirk, where the winners play.
Your Mid-America Network News is your source for news coverage across the Mid-America region. Hear the latest news stories across the states of Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and even into the panhandle of Texas. From legislative coverage,
if you look at the number of fentanyl samples submitted to the KBI lab,
local storm damage, and community events in your area, your Mid-America Network News will keep you in the know. Join us every day, all day long, right here with the Mid-America Network. News you can trust.
Don't miss the Steel City 150th Anniversary Celebration, held with the 53rd Annual Tractors and Treasures September 16th and 17th. The 150th Celebration includes a car show, live music with Joker Band, Kids Corners, caricature artists, community parade, and enjoy the many activities of the Historical Society. Visit Steel City Flea Market on Facebook or fairberry.com for more information.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and approved moving forward with an executive search firm from Texas in advertising for and contracting with a new city administrator. Austin St. John had submitted his resignation at the previous meeting, effective October 7th, as he's taking a similar position at Mulvane, Kansas. The agreement calls for a not-to-exceed price of $26,000, with perhaps another $2,000 in advertising costs. Chamber and Main Street advised that Black Squirrel Night is planned Thursday, October 26th, Small Business Saturday, November 25th, and the annual Christmas opening in Marysville Saturday, December 2nd. Resolutions were passed for nuisance properties at 900 North 8th, 507 Walnut, and 203 South 4th, with hearings for properties at 1009 North and 708 Calhoun. A bid from CES Group for $22,000 for design and bid services for access sidewalks and a concrete apron at the concession area at the Lakeview Sports Complex was tabled for further information with concern as to the cost. Approval was given for purchase of a new truck for the street department with a low bid of $51,000 accepted from Nordis Motors. Councilman Todd Fry opened discussion as to allowing overflow camping sites along South 7th Street on city-owned property. No decisions were made, with comments that perhaps City Park could be extended to include that area. Appointments were approved for the Kester House Museum Board. Karen Hughes, Rachel Fry, Michelle Weitzel, Sharon Kessinger, and Ralph Ballon through December 2025. Jerry Zias from Blue Rapids has accepted the position of Executive Director for Marshall County Partnership for Growth. He'll assume the role previously held by Ellen Barber of Marysville, who retired some months ago. MCEDC is a public-private partnership that focuses on economic development opportunities in Marshall County. Jerry Zias serves as mayor of Blue Rapids and has filed for re-election. The annual U.S. 36 treasure hunt is Friday and Saturday, September 15th and 16th, with yard sales and garage sales in communities and along U.S. 36 Highway from St. Joe to St. Francis. Nemahal County Step Foundation netted nearly $235,000 during the recent match day, with $133,000 in-person donations, matched by $70,000 from the Patterson Foundation and $30,000 from local sponsors. 29 nonprofit organizations were let in contributions to the General Endowment Fund. Big Give Gage is Thursday. 70 nonprofit organizations seeking financial support, which will be matched through local sponsors and the Gage County Foundation. In-person contributions can be left Thursday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Vintage Venue in Beatrice. Blue Rapids Community Match Week runs through September 18th. Donations can be left with board members or left at the Blue Rapids Community Center anytime this week or online at BlueRapidsMatchDay.com. Mail-in donations need to be postmarked by the 18th and can be sent to 312 Alco Drive. Walk-in contributions will be accepted at the Blue Rapids Community Center Friday from 9 to 4. 23 nonprofits are listed this year and will qualify for matching funds with $70,000 from the Patterson Foundation. The annual event raised some $92,000 last year. Dorothy M. Pinkova, age 94, of Humboldt, formerly of Table Rock, passed away Monday. Memorial service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Quarry Mortuary, Pawnee City. Interment at the Table Rock Cemetery. Quarry Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Pinkova.
Join United Bank and Trust for the homecoming tailgate party this Friday evening in the Marysville City Park. Bulldog fans come together for a night of fun with free food, t-shirts, and entertainment beginning at 5. Join me, Max Blasky, as I visit with MHS head coach Tony Trimble for the KNDY Coach's Corner live at 5:20. The MHS cheerleaders cheer the team on to victory as the homecoming king and queen candidates are introduced. It's all free Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Marysville City Park, hosted by United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower 50s. More sunshine into Thursday with our highs in the mid 70s and lower 80s. And partly cloudy into Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Cooler on Friday, some scattered showers and thunderstorms possible, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower 70s. And more rain may continue into Friday night, then staying cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Rain showers may continue into Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then clear into Saturday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly sunny into Sunday with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. And clear skies into Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Warming up into Monday, sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. Then a slight chance for some scattered showers into Monday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid 50s and lower 60s. And more showers on Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-September 83, record high on this date 108, the average low 59, and the record low 40. Sunset this evening 7:42, sunrise in the morning at 7:06.
Migration season is underway for hummingbird populations, but don't take down your feeder just yet. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, September 13th, the 256th day of the year. Children's author Roald Dahl and bluegrass pioneer Bill Monroe were both born on this day. An old wives' tale says that leaving hummingbird feeders up after Labor Day will discourage them from migrating south. That's demonstrably false, of course. Most experts recommend leaving your feeder out for 7 to 10 days after they've stopped visiting. Hummingbirds need to fuel up for their journey, and you may even find traveling birds making a pit stop along the way. The precise time to take in your hummingbird feeder varies by location, of course. Except for the most northern states, hummingbird sightings are not uncommon in September and early October. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about backyard bird feeding online at almanac.com.
The Blue Rapids Community Foundation is hosting their annual Circle of Giving Match Day from September 11th through the 18th, where all donations between $25 and $3,500 will be matched at 50%. Thank you to the Patterson Family Foundation for providing up to $70,000 in matching funds for this event. Mark your calendars to show your support for the organizations in our community working to make Blue Rapids a better place to live, work, and grow.
Bulldog football homecoming is Friday from Marysville High School. Let's meet the candidates.
Hi, I'm Caitlin Schradel. I am a Queen candidate for 2024. My parents are Tony and Kelly Schradel. I've participated in softball for the past 3 years, SCCLA for 3 years, choir for 4 years, yearbook for 2, and I've been a wrestling manager for 2 years now. After high school, I do plan to attend cosmetology school for hair and makeup, but I am undecided on where. My favorite memory from high school will be all the Friday night football games. That's something I will miss the most. I will always remember the time Taven Wilson walked into the student section painted pink with pink hair in the girliest outfit ever, looked at me and said, "What's up, Queen?"
My name is Garrett Haverkamp. My parents are Ryan and Judy Haverkamp, and I've done football, cross country, basketball, tennis, and been in FBLA and FCCLA throughout high school. I plan on going to K-State after high school, and my celebrity crush is Taylor Swift.
Best of luck, Bulldogs, and a salute from these red and black supporters.
Galloway, Wiggers, and Brinegar, and First Commerce Bank.
At Galloway, Wiegers, and Brinegar, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brinegar, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
When you invest with us, you are helping the local economy. We keep your money working right here in our area. Our interest is local. Invest here. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
The annual Fall Fest is Saturday in Washington with a car show. Registration at 8:30, $20 per entry with prizes throughout the day. Free Will Pulled Pork Dinner featured as part of the barbecue cook-off in front of Brick Street Financial. People's Choice at 7:30 p.m. Live music with the Soul Preachers follows Saturday at 8 in Washington. An invitation to the Fall Fest from these Washington supporters. Farm Bureau Insurance of Washington County. Call on Bryce Leonard. Farm Bureau Agency Manager. GWE Performance puts the performance in auto repair. Count on their experience to get your work done fast and done right at GWE Performance. And Owens Originals on the square in Washington. Drop by anytime. Flowers say it best. From Owens Originals on the square in Washington.
Kansas Mid-American Network. Hold out for negotiations for the new contract. KWCH News reports that according to the Kansas City Chiefs, it is a one-year agreement that comes with no additional years, but does include more incentives for raises as the season continues. According to a statement from Chris Jones, they say he is set to rejoin the team ahead of Sunday's game against the Jaguars in Jacksonville. In a statement from the general manager, he said, quote, "Chris is an elite player in this league, and over the last 7 years, he's really developed into a leader of our team. He's been instrumental to our success and Super Bowl championship runs, and it was priority for us to keep him in a Chiefs uniform." Jones is the defending AFC Defensive Player of the Year and a four-time AP All-Pro player, and appeared with the Kansas City Chiefs in their second Super Bowl championship in 4 seasons. Kansas City is on the road in Jacksonville on Sunday with kickoff at noon. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Back to school, back to savings sales event at Midwest Kia. Special APR programs with rates as low as 0.9% and rebates as high as $7,500 off MSRP. We are making room for 2024 inventory and passing the savings on to you on all new 2023 Kias on the lot. APR as low as 0.9% and rebates as high as $7,500 off MSRP at Midwest Kia. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
APR financing subject to credit approval by Kia Finance America to well-qualified buyers. Expires 9/30.
2 weeks of high school football is in the books from across the state of Kansas as teams are starting to rank across the state, with Gardner Edgerton coming in number one for that seat for the 6A division, sitting 2-0 so far for the season. Their latest game was a shutout with Shawnee Mission South, where they won 58-0, outscoring their first two opponents of the season by 100-7. Wichita Northwest is coming in number two in the 6A division after beating Wichita Heights last week at 41-13. In the 5A division across the state, Mill Valley's come in number one so far after their latest victory against Shawnee Mission West by a 65-7 victory and having a dominant start to the season, outscoring both of their first two opponents of the season by 107-20. Cape and Mount Carmel in the Wichita area is second place in the 5A division after beating Wichita East last week 43-29, with Hayes beating Great Bend last week 28-27 and coming in the number three slot. Finally, in the 4A division, Bishop Miege is number one right now across the state, followed by St. Thomas Aquinas and Eudora in the number three. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night football, it's homecoming for Marysville, hosting Chapman live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Axtell entertains Clifton Clyde live on FM 95.5.
It's high school sports time again, and that means the TVL Spotlight is back on KNDY. Hey, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TVL Spotlight podcast, where we discuss the scores, stats, and stories of the Twin Valley League. Check out the shows on TVLSpotlight.com and under the podcast page on SunflowerStateRadio.com. The TVL Spotlight, your source for all things Twin Valley League sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY, following sports each evening at around 5:20, as we visit with Southern and Diller O'Dell on Mondays, Axtell and Centralia Tuesdays, Lynn and Hanover Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, and Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner, plus our Friday night feature games live on KNDY, scores and updates, game nights on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show as well.
Don't miss the Steel City 150th Anniversary Celebration, held with the 53rd Annual Tractors and Treasures September 16th and 17th. The 150th Celebration includes a car show, live music with Joker Band, Kids' Corners, caricature artists, community parade, and enjoy the many activities of the Historical Society. Visit Steel City Flea Market on Facebook or fairberry.com for more information.
Warm the water and eliminate the salt if your African violet has limp leaves that eventually yellow and drop off. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Use room temperature water to avoid cold damage to the leaves. Then check for a white crusty substance on the soil surface or plant container. This salt buildup is from the minerals in the water and fertilizer. African violet leaves are damaged and often drop when they come in contact with this material. Scrape off the crusty white substance. Then water the soil thoroughly with room temperature water. Allow the excess water to drain from the pot. Repeat this several times at 20-minute intervals. Leaching the soil like this will help wash any excess salts out of the soil. Some growers cover the rim of the pot with foil or a similar material to protect the petioles from the salt-laden container rim. Others raise their plants in plastic or ceramic pots to avoid this problem. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Today you can take a highway loop to the sites at Yellowstone National Park. In the days before cars, that trip was made in a stagecoach. And while that mode of travel is a thing of the past, some of the ways those coaches traveled still impacts us today. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by my friends at Nationwide. You may know that besides hosting these programs, I am a farmer and rancher. Like me, you probably have insurance, and maybe you don't give it much thought after that. And that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. They helped me see a lot of what I'd overlooked. Are you protected from a ransomware attack? Have you covered the bases when it comes to passing your farm or land to the next generation? We've created short videos to answer those questions and many more. Just go to Nationwide.com/Andrew. That's Nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host short videos to help us see what we may have overlooked.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, We are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Next to Old Faithful Geyser in Yellowstone National Park, you'll find the Old Faithful Inn. The grand historic structure quickly took shape in the early 20th century.
The construction crew actually started in June of 1903, probably had the roof on by the time winter hit, and then worked through the winter and through the spring months, and the first guests were staying here by June of 1904.
Ruth Quinn says that in just 13 months' time, 140 bedrooms were ready for visitors. This inn was just one of a few lodges built to serve those earliest travelers.
They would have gotten off the train in Gardner and for about $50 took a 5.5-day trip around Yellowstone. One night at each of the five grand hotels that were spaced just about 30 to 40 miles apart from each other, because that's a comfortable travel day in a stagecoach.
The trip on the stagecoach was often scenic, but did present some challenges.
Imagine ladies in long skirts but heavy boots hiding underneath. Imagine men in three-piece suits and ties and hats. They were actually issued linen dusters to put over their clothing because the dust was a big issue on that stagecoach.
But at the end of each day, there was lodging with electricity, heat, and indoor plumbing.
There have always been people who have loved this building, and it has been threatened twice by nature, the fires of 1988, as well as the Hebgen Lake earthquake of 1959. But it's also been threatened by human decisions being made about its future.
But the Old Faithful Inn is a landmark that has stood the test of time, welcoming generations of visitors to one of the most scenic spots in the world. Traveling the countryside in Yellowstone National Park, I'm Andrew McCray.
The biggest challenges of being a wild duck is finding suitable habitat. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Ducks need grasslands and wetlands to nest and raise their brood as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Time around a lake near my home, and I've noted several species that come back year after year. Unfortunately, vital duck habitat is quickly disappearing in the United States. Conservation efforts by landowners are the key for nesting waterfowl. Jennifer Cross is a communication specialist with Ducks Unlimited. She says in general, ducks require two habitats during the breeding part of their life cycle, grassland and wetland.
They're using the grasslands for nesting, and then when the ducklings hatch, they don't stay in the nest very long. So as soon as their feathers are dry, they go straight to a wetland. And that's where they're finding the seeds that they eat from the plants. They're eating all kinds of aquatic insects and bugs in those wetlands. They're using that for feather growth and to develop.
Based on their nesting habitat preferences, ducks are grouped into three categories: overwater nesting species, upland nesting, and cavity nesting. Some species will nest in more than one type of habitat. For example, mallard ducks mostly set up housekeeping in grassland cover, but are also known to use artificial nesting structures and even the occasional backyard flower pot. Cross says you can start providing habitat by managing grasses.
Having some kind of regime where they'll go in and pay it outside of the breeding time. And then they can also do wetland restoration. If you have an area where a wetland's been drained, a lot of times it just involves plugging up that drain and just letting the water come.
There are federal programs and conservation organizations that offer technical and financial assistance to landowners for providing duck habitat. Learn more about helping the ducks at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Oh,
Have you ever heard of the JAR method for teaching kids good money habits? They have one jar for spending, one for saving, and one for generosity. And they absolutely love watching those jars fill up. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, this method isn't too far off from how we should approach our finances as adults. Of course, the ways we're spending and saving money probably look vastly different from when we were children, but the principle remains the same. Have a plan for spending, saving, and giving back. In most cases, a good financial strategy is a way to make sure you're using money as a tool to live out your faith and values. It includes things like a budget for your day-to-day spending, as well as a plan for saving and the future. In addition to those basics, a holistic financial strategy can also include things like emergency reserves, financial accumulation, and charitable giving. When we go back to the basic principles that many of us learned as children, it can remind you of your purpose and give you greater financial clarity.
Golden Harvest Seeds is celebrating a milestone. Details ahead on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. Illinois-based Golden Harvest Seeds is marking the 50th anniversary of the time when seven farm families started their own seed company. Kramer Farney is head of marketing.
It really is fun to reflect and to look back and say, here's where we've come from. But it's even more exciting to look towards where we're going. And as we've done for 50 years, we're going to continue to push boundaries and always put that farmer success first.
Farney says the company is constantly producing seed variety improvements. Part of that is staying ahead of Mother Nature.
Certainly back in 1973, they weren't thinking about tar spot. Even 10 years ago, we weren't. But now we've really seen that as an emerging pest. And there's a lot of good natural defense in the Golden Harvest germplasm.
I asked Farney about the competitive nature of the business.
No doubt, there's a strong future ahead in the seed business. You know, there has been a fair bit of consolidation in the seed business, even this year. And as we look at that, we say, hey, there's still more and more opportunity because farmers desire choice in the marketplace. And I think that's an important thing that we bring in the American ag economy.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Mark your calendars for September 11th through the 18th for the Blue Rapids Circle of Giving Match Day, hosted by the Blue Rapids Community Foundation. Thanks to the generosity of the Patterson Family Foundation, we have up to $70,000 in available matching funds to support area charitable organizations. Donations between $25 and $3,500 will be matched at 50%. To donate, either visit BlueRapidsMatchDay.com to make a gift online, mail in your donation to the Blue Rapids Community Foundation, or join us for our in-person event on September 18th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Community Center. You do not want to miss this opportunity to do more good for the Blue Rapids community.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Whether it's applied in a cornfield or the nation's dairy barns, precision technology is reshaping the ag industry for the better. Hosting Association USA's Bob Severa.
From genomic technology to robotic milking systems, electronic identification tags to activity monitors, innovation is everywhere in the dairy business today. Progress made over the past decade has been remarkable. Just ask Dr. Jason Osterstock. He's Vice President of Precision Animal Health for Zoetis.
It's hard to anticipate where we are today. I think one of the things for me as a scientist,
The way we thought we would utilize the technology in 2010 is completely different than how we're leveraging it today.
Holstein Association USA and Zoetis have had a relationship for the better part of a decade. The partnership has expanded the utility of genomic technology, and it adds value to U.S.-registered Holstein genetics.
As we think about genetics, it's really a very important component of how we'll respond to sustainability challenges moving forward. In many respects, the U.S. dairy industry and the Holstein cow is amongst the most sustainable producing animals in all the world.
DNA samples collected from calves on the farm lead to data and predictions that are quite precise through Clarified Plus genomic tests. And now you can perform many of the needed steps through a mobile app, taking photos and scanning barcodes with a smartphone.
Our ability to look at each animal, identify in real time what's her risk for condition X or Y, what's her potential, what's her future contribution to the herd, what's her value to the herd, so that each and every day, in real time, we know who needs to be where, what's the right next decision, and it's seamlessly integrated across all of the data sources within a given dairy.
And let's look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Are you and your equipment ready for harvest? Abilene Machine is one of the nation's largest ag replacement parts operations with a full line of high-quality, new, remanufactured, and used combine and tractor parts. And if you want to save money on ag parts, place your order at Abilene Machine's building at 29 Main during Husker Harvest Days. All orders will receive either a 10% discount or free ground shipping. Your choice. For parts built to last and shipped fast, shop Abilene Machine.
Looking to take your wheat yields to the next level? Ask your AgriPro associate for 2023 yield trial results and check out AgriPro brand variety SY Wolverine. Irrigated or dry land, farmers across the region are choosing AgriPro brand variety SY Wolverine for its proven track record even in tough years. One of the best in the AgriPro brand portfolio for wheat street mosaic virus tolerance, SY Wolverine delivers strong straw and is an excellent choice when planting following soybeans. Call your local AgriPro associate for performance data and to book seed. A list of AgriPro associates and more is available at...
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door or all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
Reduce machinery costs by jointly owning the equipment with another farmer. Sharing spreads the cost over more acres on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my tractor, I look down at my BKT AgriMax tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them. True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Lower the debt load of owning and maintaining farm equipment by sharing it with another farmer. Splitting the use and costs of farm equipment is one way to add precious dollars to the bottom line and maybe even give you back a few extra hours in those long days. Melissa O'Rourke is an Extension Farm and Agribusiness Management Specialist at Iowa State University. She says there are many scenarios where a sharing agreement would work. One is between an aging farmer and a farmer in the early stages of their career.
Maybe you need new equipment or you need upgraded equipment, but are you at a point that you want to make that investment late in the career? Well, here's a place where you can partner with somebody else who is maybe more at beginning or mid-career of farming, and you can share that so that older, more mature farmer can continue farming for a little longer, but not have to make those kinds of equipment investments.
The costs of jointly owning machinery should be shared equitably. Talk about things such as the acquisition of equipment, storage, costs of insurance, and maintenance. Put your agreement down in writing because human memory is not perfect.
Have an attorney look it over to make sure that the language is understandable. Oftentimes people might talk about something, even put it in writing, and not realize that the language isn't quite as clear as it should be. And then when you have, you know, maybe a very expensive repair, that's when a disagreement can come up.
I'm Jody Hinke. Read more about ways to share farm equipment at agriculture.com.
All new for 2024, the Nordis Motor Company has the Chevy Silverado 1500 LTZ Z71 package. They have a 2023 Chevy Colorado. It's four-wheel drive Z71 package. They have a 2023 Chevy Trailblazer priced at $22,200 new and a 23 Chevy Malibu at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Huser and for Jeff Aiken as we move through a Wednesday today, middle of the week. We are still seeing things pretty steady on the board. Corn's kind of mixed right now, a little bit lower in the early futures. Later futures are mostly higher right now. September corn is down 0.75 cents to 462.5. The December corn by 5.75 cents to 482.25 cents. Over in the wheat market, we are seeing mostly higher numbers here as well. September KC wheat up 7.25 to 7.30 and a half. December up 13.5 cents to 7.44 and a quarter of a cent there. Looking at your oats market, September currently off the board right now at 4.72 even. December oats up by 6 pennies at 5.01 and a half. Over in the bean market, on the other hand, a little bit lower here. September soybeans down 6.25 cents to 13.25 and a half. November is in the green by 0.25 cents. Not much movement there at 13.46 and 3/4. In the meal market, September meals down 1.30 at 4.03.90, with the October down 2.90 at 3.95 and a half. In the oil, we see some higher numbers here. September's off the board at 62.72. October's up 1.54 at 62.55. And the December up $1.52 at 61.59. U.S. dollar index today is slightly lower, down by 7 pennies for the September index right now at 104.62. December's down 8 pennies at 104.25 right now. Metals market mostly lower as well, with October gold down $2.60 at 1914.60. December gold down 260 at 1932.5. And the silver in the red 21 cents at 22.91. Stock market today a little bit slower but slightly higher. Dow Jones up 26 points right now at 34,672. The S&P up by 14 points at 44.75. The NASDAQ in the green 78 points right now at 13,851. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Do you need a car, but maybe your credit is less than perfect? Then you need
the key.
Has your credit suffered from people, and the cane can help. If you're looking for a vehicle and need a second chance, you need the cane on your side. If others have told you they can't help, put the cane to work for you. Get the help you need and a vehicle you want. Call the cane today at 333-3333. Dial 333-3333 and ask for the cane. It's as easy as 333-3333.
Hi, I'm Alex Kane. Let me use my 28 years of experience to help you with the fresh start financing you and your family deserve. Put me to work for you today.
Financing with approval of credit, not all buyers will qualify.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The North American model for conservation is what Kansas follows for wildlife management. K-State wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts discusses a few of the model's principles and what they mean for wildlife care. He explains how North America is different than other countries when it comes to wildlife governance.
Wildlife management in North America is very different than it is on any other continent. Historically, in most places, wildlife or access to wildlife has been limited to the elite and royalty and those sorts of things. And when the colonists came to North America, wildlife was an important resource. And we have some very early legislation going back to even pre-United States, not legislation, but court decisions that deem that wildlife is a public trust, which means that wildlife is held as a resource that should be available to all people and that is managed with the interests of our citizens as a whole in mind.
Ricketts breaks down what agencies control which territories and how they decide on regulation.
We have federal agencies that set regulations for species that cross borders or species that have such a small population that species' existence may be contingent upon the population that's in one state. For most species, though, we have a state wildlife agency for a state that is charged with managing that resource with the public in mind. Another important tenet of the North American model of conservation is that wildlife is allocated according to democratic rule of law. And the way that plays out for most state agencies is our elected officials appoint members of a commission, and then that commission votes on any regulation changes or new regulations that are proposed by a state wildlife agency. They receive input from the general public, and they act as sort of a liaison between our residents or constituents and the regulations that are enacted to manage wildlife in that state.
He says wildlife management should be based off one thing.
Wildlife management should be based on science. That's not always the case. And anytime we have democracy, sometimes public opinion wins out over science. But the way it's supposed to work is that science is the basis for the regulations that we create for managing wildlife populations.
That was K-State wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts with information about the North American model for conservation and a few of its key principles that are crucial for wildlife. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Thank you. just the way you remember it. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.